Hello and welcome to This Day in History, where my name is Rory St. John and we're on WHRW Binghamton. On June 26, 1945, in the Herbst Theatre Auditorium in San Francisco, delegates from 50 nations signed the United Nations Charter, establishing the world body as a means of saving succeeding generations from the scourge of war.
Well, everything seems to be... Hey, whoa. Who put in this clause about not accepting countries that start with B?
I am the one that put that in. What is the matter with that? I don't like Bosnia.
Look, Premier. Of that place. I don't know how they do it back in your home country, but we here in the land of international government, America, only include or exclude members of an organization based on whether or not their merits deserve it.
Fine, Botswana lover. Why don't you go to Bolivia and have a good time while we get some serious international business done without those people, those idiots, those morons from countries that start with B?
Look, I do say, does that include Britain?
Yes. Unless you want to call yourself United Kingdom, then you're okay.
We'll change our name then.
Look, I would love to discriminate against others also, but that's what got us here in San Francisco, and none of us want to come back to San Francisco. Am I right? Agree with me here.
You're right. I hate San Francisco.
Okay.
Even though it starts with S.
Okay, so let's try and be as tolerant and open-minded as possible and strike this clause. Everyone okay?
Wow, you're right.
Pip, pip.
Excellent. Spirit of compromise. It passes.
It is true that the majority of prejudice is stupid. One should not discriminate against others, especially for wanton reasons. And that's that. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.